everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Kelly O Show. This is episode part two of my two-part interview with Dr. Lamise Hamdan. If you haven't listened to part one, I promise you, everything will make so much more sense if you do that first.
A lot of people are too inflamed, too much redness, too much sensitivity. This will calm all the inflammation, help thicken your skin, because you do need thick skin. People use acids every day, fruit acids. I don't agree with that. You need to use twice a week a strong fruit acid as a mask, and that's it. You don't need to use it every day because it will thin your skin down, and that's not what you're looking for. So that's really all the three products that you need: a muslin cloth that you reuse again and again and again, the aromatic facial cleanser, and the healing balm. But remember, another tip I'm going to give you when it comes to cleansing. Cleansing is the most important part of your skincare regimen, because if you have dirty skin and you put actives on it, like a serum or a retinol, you're just doing nothing. So please cleanse twice at night. And what does cleansing twice means is exactly that. Use the same cleanser, same technique, but just do it twice. So the first time takes away your makeup, your grime, air pollution, whatever it is. The second time really cleanses your skin, gets down into the pores, and really gives you a lovely, lovely proper cleanse. So your skin is clean without being, it doesn't dry it out too much. And then after that, you just use the healing balm and do that for about 2 months. And then you can add the tri-acid peel, which is three types of acids, because different acids have different, sizes. Glycolic is the smallest, and that's the one that's absorbed the most or goes deeper. And glycolic is good for getting rid of surface wrinkles. Salicyclic is great for people who have acne and pigmentation. I see a lot of adult acne coming up and popping up in your late 20s or early 30s. And then you have lactic acid, which again is great for just polishing the skin and pigmentation as well. And the thing that's great with fruit acid is that they have a cumulative effect. So the more you use it, the better your skin looks over the years.
Gosh, I'm learning so much as we're going. I want to bring up one thing you just mentioned, because I know this is in particular something that a lot of people in our audience have written in about: adult onset acne.
Yes.
Whatever the cause, whether it's runners, yogis, people who are sweating a lot, this is a concern that a lot of women have written in about, saying, hey, I know you're doing beauty shows. There, a lot of women are, and to what you said as well a moment ago, they're using very harsh things like maybe proactive. They're trying to dry out the acne that they're getting on their neck or their back or even their arms and face. And they're avoiding skincare and moisturizer because they have, some of those myths that permeate the media.
you know, I still had them from childhood where I believed, oh, if you put a moisturizer on, that'll clog your pores and make you break out. And so a lot of women, even in their 30s and 40s, that are dealing with acne are avoiding any kind of moisturizer or even skin SPF because they don't want to put anything on their skin that's not going to address acne. How do you answer those questions that for those people that are maybe doing some of those bad practices, and I would assume creating a lot of inflammation?
I'll address face acne separately and body acne separately.
Okay.
And I've actually done a few interviews regarding body acne. But face acne, first of all, I want you to look at what you're eating. If you have too much simple carbs or sugars in your diet, that's causing the spikes that's leading to the blood sugar affecting your hormone levels, because everything is really linked in the body. So please, if you are suffering from acne, look at what you're eating, take away the simple carbs, take away the sugars, and take away dairy. So try that for
a month. I've heard that a lot.
Yes. I'm not a proponent of anti-dairy. I'm not anti-dairy. However, if I see someone with acne that just won't heal, I tell them, go and do an experiment of eliminating all dairy for a month. And if you find that makes your acne less, then that's the culprit. But I usually find that it's both dairy and simple carbs, especially teenagers. I see a lot of teenagers with acne, and I'm like, well, you know, no more simple carbs, no more sugars, and that's going to heal your skin instead of going on these really harsh medications. So that's
number one. Can I interrupt you? I'm so sorry, but I want to just make sure, because of what you just brought up, everybody sometimes has different definitions of carbs.
Yes.
When you say simple carbs, can you explain for the audience what you mean by that?
I mean white carbs, white bread, white pasta, white rice, you know, potatoes, I don't see as a very bad thing. French fries, I do. So if you're going to have potatoes, half a baked potato is okay. Half a sweet potato is okay. Carrots are okay. Some whole wheat, whole grain carbohydrates are good. But again, just because I said, okay, no white pasta doesn't mean you have a whole bowl of whole wheat pasta. Really, I have this rule where this is your plate. Half of it should be fruits and vegetables. The other quarter should be some sort of whole grain, you know, carbohydrate. You can have quinoa, you can have potato, you can have whatever you want. And the other quarter should be protein. So that's a very easy plate, you know, this is how your plate should look. So after dealing with, what you're eating, make sure you're drinking 1.5 liters of water. But usually people who are healthy usually drink that amount of water. And then I've actually formulated, funny that you've said that, I've actually formulated a emerald facial oil that is, it's a facial oil. And what studies have shown is that people who have acne and are actually low in linoleic acids, or this particular fatty acid. And what I've done is I've formulated this oil with only base oils rich in linoleic acid, and that actually makes your acne less. It lessens your acne, and it helps treat it as well. So don't be afraid of oils, but that's again where I'm, you know, I have an issue with so many people are formulating skincare products who have absolutely no clue as to how the skin works, both at a macro level and at a micro level. And they don't see the latest, maybe studies and the latest things that are actually coming out, because what we knew 20 years ago is different from what we know now. And my healing balm, because it has a blend of 16 herbs that are very anti-inflammatory, that also helps not only treat acne, but lessen it. And what I tell everyone who does suffer from acne is that use the Tri-Acid Peel and the healing balm as a spot treatment every day on your pimples. So I actually treat oily / acne skin as sensitive skin, because the more you dry it out using harsh chemicals, the more your skin sends a message to your brain saying, help, I'm dry. Your brain goes, okay, you need to produce even more oil. And that's where the issues are. And just coming up to sunscreen, sunscreen is very important in your anti-aging arsenal. And the sunscreen I recommend for people with acne and oily skin is called Elta MD. I'm sure you can find it online. Take their oil-free formulation. They have one with or without niacinamide. So try both, see which one you like. And you will find that it is such an easy sunscreen to use. It doesn't feel heavy on the skin. It will not clog your pores and it will not give you more acne. So try that. Elta MD is the one I recommend.
Okay. I'll make sure I link that up. You brought up, and this is just a quick point because this is obviously we're talking skincare, but you know, one of the things that, and I know because I've suffered when in my early 20s and late in high school, I'd suffered with acne and you know, you run the gamut of you don't want to put any makeup on it or you want to put way too much makeup on it to cover it up. And a lot of women have asked, you know, if I, you know, I've started running and now I'm breaking out on my neck and my face. And, you know, they're either talking about what they call bacne or yes, facial acne, and they've never had it. But a lot of questions have come in saying, should I, if I have a foundation, if they're using foundation, should they be putting, when they're putting makeup on their skin that's foundation or contouring stuff, should they be doing oil-free? Would you recommend that for people that are dealing with acne?
I would actually prefer people not to use heavy foundations if they have active acne and if they are acne-prone to actually completely avoid it. But I do understand you don't want to go out with active acne. You do want to sort of hide it. So try using powdered foundations. I think Bare Minerals yes, does have the blemish remedy powder, and that is excellent to use. And then you've got a few other brands such as Kenebo, Shiseido, who have like a very compact powdered foundation. Jane Iredale has that as well. And they're very, Jane Iredale is very clean. Bare Minerals is very clean, the blemish remedy one. Just make sure that you buy the appropriate brush that comes with it, because you could put too much on. Now, those will effectively hide the acne, but they will also not aggravate it. So I hope that answers the question.
That does. And I'm making sure I watch our time because we're getting up to the window here, and we definitely want to have you back on the show for sure, because I think we could go into a deep dive on some of these skincare topics as well. But you also mentioned you were going to discuss, we talked about facial acne. What about women that are dealing with bacne or acne on their chest or arms? That's what we hear a lot.
Now, this is where you can go a little bit harsher and use fruit acids every day, like a salicylic acid toner. You could use that every day because your body skin is a little bit thicker, or a lot thicker actually than your skin that's on your face. So there you could use a salicylic acid body washes. And then if you can have someone help you, just put a salicylic acid toner on it. I think Dr. Murad has a few good ones. Just check on Google. They don't necessarily have to be expensive. And here you can buy drugstore products for it. Another thing with bacne is that it actually is also related to your food and your diet in a lot of cases. So again, go through the elimination diet of sugars and simple carbs and see if that helps. Another thing, if you're getting it from running or exercise, switch to natural materials. So no polyesters. You're really looking at cotton, and try and take a shower as soon as you finish. You can't.
That makes sense.
Go to Whole Foods and buy these natural wipes that have tea tree on it. Tea tree is a great anti-acne remedy. So buy any wipe that has tea tree on it and try and rub, you know, those areas with that and change into a new t-shirt until you can get to a shower.
Mm, that makes sense because that is true. You can tend to get in those habits where you're running around in your gym clothes and running errands and yes, you know, you're in your sweaty stinky clothes, and that's not good for your skin either. So that makes sense. There's two things I wanted to cover before we, you know, hit the wall here. I want you to explain a little bit more about your supplement line, because you know you talked that that would probably be good for, if I'm understanding you correctly, for the young moms. We have a lot of young moms in our audience, and then also mention you have a product that addresses stretch marks. And I'm not a young mom, but I have stretch marks, so we all want to hear about that.
Okay, DLMD. We just launched on Sephora.com. And it is a liquid multivitamin. And basically, the difference between us and everybody else is that pills and gummies are anywhere between 3 to 20% absorbed by the body. 20%. I mean, that's so low. DLMD has a 98% absorbability, and it goes directly to the bloodstream. So it bypasses the digestive system. So if you have any digestive issues, such as IBS, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, this doesn't matter, because you will absorb all the vitamins in it. Another thing is that we use the methylated version of vitamins. And for instance, vitamin B12, we don't use the cyanide salt. We actually use the methyl salt of it. So it's just such a clean formula. And new moms have skin issues, yes, but they also have energy fatigue issues and hair loss. Now, the energy fatigue issues and hair loss come from the fact that we don't have that much time for ourselves. Our stress levels are high. And also, you know, nutrient deficiency. Hair is one of the fastest growing cells in our body, but it's not essential for life. So when you take in nutrients, your body is going to give it to everywhere else, and your hair gets it the last. That's why even if you do blood tests and everyone says, oh, you're within normal levels, if you're not within the normal high levels of the nutrients, then your hair is not getting enough. It's getting the crumbs, which it needs far more than that. So a lot of people, once they take DLMD, they find that they're not tired anymore. Their hair is much stronger, and also their skin as well. Because, you know, your body needs nutrients to survive, and it needs enough of that. Then talking about stretch marks, once you have stretch marks, it's so difficult to take them away. Lasers are the gold standard, and they're great for that. So if you are going to invest in lasers, just make sure you've finished having all your children, and then you can do it. And you need about two or three sessions for it to really make a difference. If you're just a new mom and you just had a baby and your stretch marks are still purple, then try using the healing balm on it with Retin A, prescription Retin A. Those two will make a huge difference and lessen it by anywhere between 50 to about 80%. But your stretch marks have to be new, and they have to be purple. So you can sort of, you know, if they're reddish purple, that means they're still new, and the Retin-A and healing balm will make a huge difference to it. Some people who have had old stretch marks, you know, the whitish ones, have tried the healing balm, and we've won an award for helping with stretch marks, but it really depends on you. So it's a 50-50 chance whether it's going to work on you if you have white stretch marks. And I'm being truthful here. The gold standard for white stretch marks still is and continues to be laser treatment.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because, you know, one of the things I think that bothers me the most, and people have heard me rant a little bit about this, is, you know, once you have an understanding, and I'm certainly not an expert, but I have a better understanding of what happens to our faces and our bodies as we age, and what can be done with topical skincare, what, you know, things like Botox and fillers do, and what, you know, a facelift does. Like, when you start getting in your 50s and maybe even in your 40s, you start paying attention to what's happening to your face. It's going to happen to everybody. Yeah. And what frustrates me are when I see infomercials, and there's, you know, several in particular that have a certain celebrity, and they're suggesting that this $79, you know, comprehensive skincare system is going to make you look like this celebrity who clearly has had a lot of work done. And that's what bothers me, is they say, buy this, you will have these results. And I sincerely appreciate you saying, okay, stretch marks, everybody has them, but you're not making crazy promises. You're saying, hey, it does depend on your body. I really appreciate that. And you've also been that way throughout this whole interview. You know, this takes work. You want to give it some time. It's going to build up. Nothing is a miracle in a bottle. I really appreciate that. And also that you should, go ahead.
Sorry, going on to stretch marks, prevention is key. So if you're a new mom and or going to be a mom, then it's that's, you know, the first product I ever created with Shifa was my pregnancy oil. And it came out because I was pregnant and I was afraid of getting stretch marks. So if you are pregnant or are thinking of becoming pregnant, Shifa pregnancy oil, use that throughout your pregnancy and you really shouldn't get a single stretch mark. So that's what you apply on your whole body after showering every day. And after 6 months of pregnancy, do it for as many times as you feel because your skin gets very tight and very dry. But also from the inside, I want to make sure you guys are eating the healthy fats like avocado, olive oil. It nourishes not just your skin, but your baby's brain as well. So it's great for neural tube development in a fetus.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up too, because I was actually thinking about that. I'm not a mom, but I was thinking about, I've seen some women talk about, you know, they slather this on their tummy or, you know, when they're pregnant, and I'm thinking, I wonder if she has some, but I didn't want to put you on the spot and ask you and have you go, no, I don't have that. So I'm glad you brought that up and we will make sure we link to that. That said, we're kind of hitting our wall here. So this would probably be a good time. We've mentioned several of your products today. You've got your skincare line, we've got the DLMD, and I know that's available at Sephora, if I'm correct. But tell people, and we will link all of this up in the show notes. I might have to reach back out to you, Lamise, about a couple of products that you mentioned that I didn't know how to spell,
sure,
that I can link those up in the show notes, but I'll catch up with you after the show. But tell people where they can find you and your products online.
Sure. Shifa, my skincare product, you can find either on Nordstrom's.com or Bloomingdale's.com. And if you're in New York, Bloomingdale's actually does sell it in store as well. And DLMD can be found online at Sephora.com.
Wonderful. And I will make sure to link all of that up. I want to say again, Lamise, this was a joy having you. I learned a lot myself. I can't wait to try your products. And now I just, even the simple part with the jade roller and the fascia, now that I understand the difference between them, I think you made it very clear. I don't think that's clear sometimes when you see those on social media, that one is more for puffiness and one is, of course, I'm not going to be able to articulate. The fascia is more
For massaging, you know, really your muscles and the fascial lining between them, and to get a nice angular and tight feature.
I felt that features, I should be doing that every day, and now I'm definitely going to do it. So I love that. But thank you so much for being on the show. I will certainly be following up with you because I'd love to interview you strictly hearing our audience would love to hear about your business story and your advice there. You're a tremendously successful female entrepreneur. I love that. Love what you're doing with your skincare. Love the supplement. Frankly, the fact that it's liquid. That's one of the number one things I complain about is all the pills that I have to take. And I just said last week, I said, why isn't there a liquid multivitamin so I don't have to try to choke all these supplements down? So I'm definitely going to be diving into that, and our audience is going to love that as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will follow up with you. For everybody listening, thank you so much for listening. Of course, if you are interested in any of these products, I will link everything up in the show notes at thekellyoshow.com. We encourage you to connect directly for these products online there. But if you have any questions for me in general about skincare, about what we're going to be talking about on the show, you guys know I'm going to be having a tremendous amount of experts of all areas of practice on the show. So make sure that you write in. You can write in to my assistant, Angie at kellyalexa.com. Let us know what questions you have and what you'd like to see us cover so that when I do interviews like this, I can bring up, hey, our audience is asking about that. So let us know what you have as far as questions there. You can use the same email address or simply fill out the contact me form on kellyalexa.com if you have questions about sponsoring future episodes in 2020, or if you would like to nominate somebody that I interview on the show in 2020 as well. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Thank you so much, Lamise, for being on the show. We will see you guys next time on The Kellyo Show. Hey everybody, thanks for listening. This marks the end of part two of this two-part interview with Dr. Lamise Hamdan. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm guessing if you did, you're probably already pulling up her website and shopping on Shifa or the DLMD. I was doing that myself at the end of the interview while we were chatting, and I was just oohing and aahing over everything. So you will see that I will be sharing my experience in using some of her tools and her supplements and skincare on future episodes and on our Instagram channel for The Kellyo Show. So make sure you tune into that. If you have questions, we are definitely going to have her back on the show. If you have questions that you would like to see us cover, that maybe you heard us start to talk about, you'd like us to elaborate more, make sure you reach out, and you can email me at kelly@kellyalexa.com. You can email my assistant, Angie@kellyalexa.com, or simply use the contact me form on kellyalexa.com. You can use those same outreach methods if you are interested in inquiring about advertising spots for 2020. Those are filling up fast for the first quarter. And if you're interested in nominating yourself or somebody that you know to be interviewed on this show, you can use those same outreach methods. I hope you all are enjoying this show. If you like this episode, I'd love it if you'd share it with your friends and colleagues on social media. And if you haven't done so yet, leave us a review for the show on iTunes. The more reviews we get, the more this show gets seen and heard by more folks who could use and benefit from all of this free information we put together for you. Thank you so much in advance, and we'll see you next time on The Kellyo Show.